Teachers have long had to deal with challenges. The pandemic seemed to push them to new heights, though. In the U.S., according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there are 567,000 fewer educators in public schools today than there were before the pandemic. And a recent new study revealed more than half of all teachers in this country want to quit. In India, though, the opposite is true. Some are waiting years to get a chance to teach. In fact, some of the most educated young people there are unemployed. Raksha Kumar reports from Uttar Pradesh.
Last year, Shikha Pal did something surprising. She shows me a video of herself climbing to the top of a giant 60-foot municipal water tank in her hometown of Lucknow. She camped out there for 7 months, surviving on biscuits. She had to climb down and walk a mile and a half every time she needed to use the toilet. She did this, she says.
I'm doing a long protest, approximately 7 month protest.
A protest about unemployment. 7 years ago, Shikha quit her job at a local bank. She wanted a higher salary and benefits. So she got a teaching certification. But for 5 years, she still hasn't gotten a placement in a public school.
No, it shows the desperation of the youth.
Labor activist Sandeep Pandey says Shikha is not alone. Thousands of qualified teachers are waiting for jobs in her one city alone.
She was the only one on the top of the tank. The rest of them were protesting, you know, on the ground. And the government was just not listening to them.
Unemployment is hard to measure in India because most people work informally in agriculture or manual labor. But as the country gets richer, there are more college graduates with higher expectations. Ritika Khera is an economist.
At one end of the spectrum, people have job security and they also have world-class benefits. They even have pensions when they retire. But this is available only to less than 10% of people in the workforce.
If you're in a second-tier city and you don't speak English, even if you have those multiple master's degrees, jobs with those kind of benefits just don't exist, Khera says. That's why 1 in 5 college graduates in India is unemployed. Some of them are angry.
A heavy contingent of police failed to control the protesters who squatted on railway tracks, vandalized property.
Riots broke out in January in northern India after 12 million people applied for just 35,000 job openings at a state railway company. Most of the protesters had college degrees. They set fire to train carriages. I traveled to where it happened, calling ahead to a student club to tell them I was coming.
I am walking into a rather broken down door. A bunch of students with multiple degrees and no jobs are sitting inside the room waiting to talk to me.
Qualification mein maine 2014 mein B.Ed kiya tha.
Sumit Gautam rattles off a long list of degrees. 3 bachelor's degrees and a law degree. But no job.
Itna padhai ke baad hum pakoda nahi bech sakte hain.
Why did I study so hard if the only job I can get is selling snacks on the street? He asks. The Indian government says it's creating more jobs for educated graduates. But it's not happening fast enough for people like Shikha, who spent 7 months atop that water tank. Nowadays, Shikha makes tea for her mother in the apartment they share. She is still unemployed, still waiting for a teaching job to open. But she says she's determined to find meaningful employment that matches her qualifications. For NPR News, I'm Raksha Kumar in Lucknow, India.